internet, and welcome to another Tadpog podcast, a weekly show where two old guys talk about old games. I'm your bearded host, Tyler, and my dad gave me a really great piece of advice in the eighth grade.
Yeah, what was that?
Well, it started whenever I had friends over, because I've mentioned before how my dad is about being up late at night. It was always an argument if we try to stay up past like 10:30. It was just a mess.
Like for a sleepover or something?
Yeah. Or just any time in general, 10:30 was just like, no.
Okay.
Vagabonds and criminals are out past 10:30.
Right.
Or awake past 10:30. But I figured out a loophole was to go camping.
Okay.
So if we would just, even like in the backyard, he wouldn't say anything. You know, I need to go outside and play instead of staying inside and playing video games.
But then you'd be doing a podcast about camping.
Yeah. What I'm going to say is probably why I don't really camp anymore.
Okay, all right.
We only had one tent. I'd recently gotten like a one-person pup tent, however you say it. But a small one-person tent. That's all we had to go out, and I had two friends over.
Okay.
So we were going out to my backyard. Before we went, my dad pulled me aside. Tyler, when you go camping out there tonight, sometime tonight, one of those boys is going to pull out their wiener. You don't be that boy. I thought, okay, whatever, Dad. About 3 hours later, I'll be damned if I wasn't between two boys with their wieners out.
They were both out?
They were both of them brought their wieners out. The tent was so small, we had to sleep head to foot to head.
Yeah.
I was in the middle. So they're joking around, pull their wieners out. I'm at the other end just... got views of wieners out.
So wait, there had to be some kind of lead up to them pulling their wieners out.
We were just laying out there listening to the Tonight Show with Jay Leno on my portable radio.
Yeah.
And I think somebody made a joke about jacking off. So it leads to just pulling out wieners. Oh, look at my dick's out.
I like to believe that this was an elaborate setup by your father. To prove that he was right.
He paid and little boys.
Yeah, he pulled them aside before going in the tent. Be like, here's $5 in 30 minutes. I want you both to pull your dicks out. It's really going to freak Tyler out. Well, I guess I'm Dave then. I'm your bespectacled host. And man, my little interesting fact is nowhere near as good as that. That's pretty good. But it does involve lunch meat.
Yeah.
When I guess I was 9 or 10... I exclusively ate bologna for probably 4 months. That was all I ate for lunch and dinner. And I never eat breakfast. I still rarely eat breakfast. But lunch, I have a bologna sandwich. Dinner, I would always at least try to have a bologna sandwich. Sometimes my mom would just not let me eat bologna. It got to the point where, you know how when people say, like, for instance, I can't drink tequila because... the first time I got really sick from drinking, it was because I was drinking tequila.
Mm-hmm.
I can't eat bologna because of that 4 months of my life where I exclusively ate bologna. Just thinking about eating bologna just makes my stomach turn.
You know, people say, you know, bologna, you'll get scurvy. Well, I got scurvy.
People say that?
I think it makes sense. There's probably no vitamin C in scurvy. I mean, in bologna. Of course there's no vitamin C in scurvy, Tyler. Come on! But today's a little special.
Yeah.
This is a special episode.
We're doing things a little different. You know why?
What? Why is that?
Because you, the listener, demanded it. That's right. The story is a listener and a great friend of the show and a great personal friend of mine, Matt Barger, suggested that we talk about one awful game for every 10 games that we play from IGN's top 100 Super Nintendo games. I thought that was a good idea.
We've been playing some awful games. Now let's just play an awfuler game.
I think the truth may be that Matt and other people enjoy hearing us talk about games that we don't like.
Yeah. People like it when you talk shit. It's fine. I understand. I get it.
We thought it was a good idea. So we reached out to listeners. And also, I got to give props to an awesome subreddit, rSNES, for suggestions for bad Super Nintendo games. We got some pretty good suggestions.
Pretty good. Air quotes, bad suggestions.
A smattering of shit. We took everyone's suggestions, boiled it down to a couple, and posted on Facebook, and everyone voted. And we took the game that was voted number one to talk about today. What game is that?
Shaq Fu.
Yeah.
Shaq Fu.
We're so pleased to announce that we're talking about Shaq Fu. IGN's blank.
Not going to be on this list.
Game. Before we do that, do you want to get into some fun Mondo sponsorship?
Yeah. Today we have the last flavor that we have not tried. The last pure, undiluted flavor, which is Global Grape.
Purple drink.
This is what I assume was beside the Sunny D
right.
in all the commercials.
I want some of that purple stuff. All right. Okay, first detraction from this purple drink. There's nothing in the cap.
Yep. It didn't stick, didn't take.
Yeah, it's awful.
It's melted purple popsicles.
Pop ice.
Yeah, you want to discuss the conspiracy theory? Yes,
full disclosure.
That you stumbled upon. Listeners.
Yes. Did you know that the people who make Pop Ice are the same people who make Mondo? We didn't know that.
Nope.
Until I was doing the show notes for the Blackthorn episode, because we, of course, mentioned Pop Ice, and Blake tells a story about peeing in a Pop Ice and making his brother drink it, and he thinks it tastes like soap. But I can just say, I think that's the best thing that has come out of this podcast so far. I was doing research. I wanted to provide a link to Popeyes, and I recognized the name on the website, although I can't remember it now. It's like
Gel Airs.
Yeah, gel something.
Einhander, Gel, Geiger, Gauss. Yeah.
So I think what they do is they just take Mondo and freeze it, and that's Popeyes.
Because this tastes like the purple Popeyes. Exactly.
But I guess it's more concentrated.
On the Mondo label here, it says 50% less sugar. So I'm sure they took the Mondo and added a bunch of water.
That's why there's 50%.
That's Mondo. Yeah.
They took half their less Mondo.
Less sugar because it's more water.
They took half their Mondo and made it into Popeyes.
There you go.
So it's just 50% less Mondo to begin with. Yeah. Oh, I guess this is better than the cherry, but it still kind of tastes like medicine to me.
On my next food column on the Gastromancer's Guild, I'll do how to make your own Popeyes.
I like that.
Buy Mondo. Ziploc baggie, freeze it. There you go.
All right, I'm setting this down before I make myself sick.
Get sick, yep. All right, well, Mondo aside, what have you played since we recorded a few days ago?
All right, we went to the Homo Meth Cabin. Look, if you don't know about the Homo Meth Cabin, you need to listen to the Blackthorn episode. You know what? I just don't feel like getting into it.
It's about Homo Meth Cabin. I want to go to there.
Yes.
Yeah.
So while I was there at the Homo Meth Cabin, I played a game that I had never played before, and that is Mega Man, the original Mega Man. I never played Mega Man.
I didn't know you'd never played it before.
I had played Mega Man games, but I never played the first one. A friend of mine down the street had Mega Man 2, so I'd played that, never beat it, but played it a bunch of times. I played and beat the original Mega Man at the cabin. Yeah,
we broke last year's record.
Which was 8.
Yes, I believe it was 7 or 8.
I think we beat 8 games last year. And then this year we beat 11.
11.
That's crazy. So next year, we really got to have a strong year.
A sweatshop. Sweatshop next year. Just tons of Nintendos, tons of games. First thing beat was Donkey Kong Country 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then I beat Super Punch-Out.
Right, in record time.
Yeah, I don't think I brag a lot of myself, but I kick ass at Super Punch-Out.
I think
I destroyed that game.
When we get to Super Punch-Out, I'm just going to unplug my mic. It's just going to be...
Tyler talks about Super Punch-Out.
Tyler, it's going to be Dave unplugged.
Yeah, because I was like, I haven't played this in like 2 or 3 years, but I'm confident I can beat it without losing one match.
Mm-hmm.
So I did it. It took me about 20, 25 minutes, maybe. Probably less than that. Our friend had Street Fighter Alpha 2 on cartridge, so of course we blew through that and beat that pretty quickly. Donkey Kong Country 1, Donkey Kong Country 3.
Dykus.
David Dykus of Batman and Robin fame earned the Donkey Kong Triple Crown for beating all three Donkey Kongs in 3 days.
Two days, really.
Yep.
I mean, and we watched Troll 2, so that took up 2 hours.
Let's see.
I got Mega Man.
Mega Man. Josh Nance of Uniracers fame beat X-Men Arcade.
Yes, that's right.
Star Fox 64 and GoldenEye. Both beaten. Blake beat GoldenEye. Did not realize how long GoldenEye was.
Blake of Blackthorn fame. We need to mention
Blake Blackthorn.
That way in the show notes I have a legitimate excuse to link to other episodes we've done. We should have a new section at the end of every show where we just mention every other show that we've done. So I have a legitimate excuse to link them.
I did a full run through of the original Legend of Zelda.
Yes.
I haven't been keeping count. That's a lot.
Yeah, that's probably 11.
We got pretty far into Maniac Mansion, Contra 3. We
got really far into Contra 3. So yeah, that's the first time I played Mega Man.
I said you did pretty well for the first time you played that game, because Mega Man 1 is pretty rough.
There are some rough parts, but it's kind of like, I don't know, you figure out who's weak against what, and it's easier.
Yeah.
The levels in that game that had the appearing and disappearing blocks, I think those are the hardest that I've run into of any Mega Man game.
That's awful. Those are awful, awful, awful. And you don't have any rush to call on. In the later Mega Mans, that's how I always got through that part.
Yeah.
Rush jet. Just go through it. Nope.
No. Not the case here. I did learn something very exciting, though, playing that game. I beat the game. Credits are rolling. Blake is there. Blake witnessed the finishing of the game. And I turned to Blake, jokingly said, now watch for Yuki's Papa in the credits, because it's a Capcom game.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, check out the Final Fight episode. Yes, there's another reason to link another episode. Sure enough, sound designer, Yuki-chan's Papa. There's a story to this guy, and I think we really need to...
have him on the show.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
Because it makes me wonder, I haven't looked it up and because I'm lazy, but I wonder how many other Capcom games is this Yuki-chan's Papa involved in? Because if he was involved way back in Mega Man and made it to Final Fight, it's a pretty good chunk of time.
That's true. That's true. That's like 6-7 plus years.
So I was excited to see that. Yuki's Papa, husband of Yuki's Mama.
Who we've challenged time and time again.
What have you been playing? 999?
Of course. I'm going to be saying 999 for several more podcasts. But 999, and I started another game last night because I've got a shit ton of schoolwork to do.
Yeah.
But last night it got late, and I was like, I'm not going to work on a research paper right at this moment. So I started Cave Story.
Yes.
So I played probably 4 hours of Cave Story Plus. You're right. I very much enjoyed it. So,
I'm surprised you didn't finish it, honestly. It was late, right?
Yeah, I just...
because it was difficult for me to stop playing it, because I really, really enjoyed that game.
No, I really want to go home and play it after this, but I know I can't.
Yeah.
But maybe...
because
maybe
of
in
paper.
A few days. Yeah. Papers and assignments and... yeah. So in order to graduate, yeah, I have to write this 50-page research paper, and I postponed it to spring break because I had so much other stuff to do, so now I'm having to spend a lot of days. And then, of course, tomorrow we're leaving for WizardCon.
Yeah, St. Louis Comic Con.
We'll be doing a show from, not like, we're going show from
live
from St. Louis Comic Con.
Wizard World, St. Louis.
From our friend's house somewhere in St. Louis and not in WizardCon. Tadpog Live.
It's within the 20-mile radius it counts.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, 999, Cave Story. And playing on Cave Story really made me think, at least you started a Steam group. We mentioned a Steam group and then kind of neglected it.
Yeah.
So no longer. I'm picking up the reins to do more on the Steam group. And I'll get to thanking some people who, despite our negligence, got on and commented and said stuff. So.
And that's open to anyone, right? Anyone can join. So if you're listening and you're on Steam and you like us, which you probably do if you're listening, because episode 13 would be a really weird episode
to
choose to start listening.
Unless like one of your Google alerts is Shaq Fu. And it's just like, all right.
There's probably more Google alerts set up for Shaq Fu than, say, Super Turrican 2.
Well, yeah, Shaq Fu had one game fact, so yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody made a game fact for Shaq Fu and not Super Turrican 2. I got reminded today by Jacob, who sent me a text message after listening to Blackthorn.
A Final Fight fame.
Jacob, a Final Fight fame, you plugged that one. About Blackthorn. He's like, you didn't mention my luscious white ass.
You did.
I guess he wanted me to mention more about
it. He wanted you to go into detail about his ass?
About his nude scene in his show Angry Fags, which I believe I said was fantastic because we went and saw it. But he got very good reviews on his ass. So
yeah.
he was pretty
from
proud.
From
people other than me, because I could not look away from the ass.
Yeah, the tadpog.
Apparently some of the gay viewers who saw his play were angry after the fact that he is a straight man.
Oh, yeah?
So...
Ah, I see what the text is all about now.
And a reviewer talked about
the his text great was, acting Tyler, skills. Tyler, please tell all the listeners that I am not, in fact, homosexual.
but have a very desirable ass.
All right, fair enough.
So, yeah, Jacob of Final Fight fame has a, by a reviewer, a quote-unquote, fantastic lily white ass.
Okay.
And then another thing was an argument that Jacob and Jenny had that I meant to bring up because I thought it was very, very funny.
Okay. I'm glad because I got worried there for a minute. I was like, do you know something? I don't know. Are you sure we should be talking about this on the mic?
I'm calling him out. They were in the grocery store buying food. And Jenny eats very, very healthy. And Jacob is in the process of trying to eat healthier. She was trying to buy all this food that he'd have to cook or store.
Yeah.
And he was very insistent that he have food that was room temperature, didn't have to be refrigerated, that he didn't have to mess with it.
Yeah, sounds good. I mean, that's how I eat, unless Nikki cooks something.
Yep. And Jenny was like, okay, and picked up apples.
Uh-huh.
And Jacob, again, was like, no, that doesn't count. She's like, it's an apple. Mm-hmm. You keep it on your counter. You don't have to do anything with it. It's an apple.
Yeah.
He was like, no. An apple, by its very definition, is juicy and therefore not room temperature and not applicable to what I want in a food.
Okay.
So they got a big argument about the juiciness and applicability of apples. So if any Tadpog viewer, please think of food that fits Jacob's criteria so he can make a grocery list that he can give to Jenny of foods. Room temperature, absolutely room temperature.
Okay.
And not juicy, because juiciness disqualifies it immediately.
I was going to say bologna, but you got to refrigerate that.
You got to refrigerate bologna.
Or else you can tolerate it for a lot less than 4 months. Peanuts. There you go, Jacob. Peanut diet. Can I mention something that I forgot?
Yes.
Since we're doing this. It's sad that this has to be a section of the show, I think. The great group Megalixir, of course, did music for our last show, our Blackthorn episode.
Very good.
It was excellent and so metal.
So metal.
But the problem is I forgot to inform the listeners something that's very crucial. The song that they did is actually from the game Blackthorn. So there's a connection between that music and us playing it on the show.
Is it like we're like, hey, this is a good band.
Right.
Which, no, they covered it for us.
Right. We could have said, hey, this is a good band. And I'm sure that's how everyone took it because I forgot to say it's from Blackthorn. But they covered the song from Blackthorn and they did an excellent job. Anything else we forgot? I think we're like 30 minutes in.
Yep. Well, same as last week. It's like we just scoot back from the game.
Yeah,
edge
a little
away
bit
from it.
Can I tell you a little bit about the game? I mean, do you want to know?
Yeah, I do.
You want to know a little bit?
Yeah.
Shaq Fu, it's a 2D fighting game featuring, any guesses?
I'm trying to think of that dog that does karate.
Hong Kong Fooey?
Hong Kong Fooey.
Is he in the... Wait. No, Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh.
You're thinking... You're.
I went the other... Yeah, I went the Fu side instead of the Shaq side. Okay.
People get them confused all the time.
Sure.
I run into that. And actually, I'm not a huge basketball fan, so sometimes when I'm watching basketball, I try to fit in with the others who are watching basketball, and I'll say something like, do you guys remember when Hong Kong Fooey broke all those backboards? And everyone just looks at me. It's so fucking embarrassing.
Remember when Hong Kong Fooey was that genie that was stuck inside that boombox, and he wrapped that little white kid? No.
Let me tell you, there's no recovering from that. You just have to leave the room and never see those people ever again.
I used to get Coolio and Cujo confused. I made that mistake one time talking about like the big dog from that movie, Coolio.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I like that. I'm tickled. Do you really need any more explanation about the game? It's a fighting game with Shaq Fu. I mean, with it's a fighting game with Shaquille O'Neal.
Yep.
That's it.
It's Fu, so it's remotely Asian.
Mm-hmm. References martial art, I believe.
Sorta. Yeah. He doesn't really use any.
Yeah.
Really. He kind of dances.
Oh yeah. It was developed by Delphine Software and published by Electronic Arts.
That figures.
back in 1994. Maybe this is the beginning of their evilness.
Yeah, it started. They were tainted by Shaq Fu.
Can you imagine if Shaq Fu came out last year, how much Shaq Fu exclusive DLC there would be?
Each different team he played for, you could put $5.99 and get the Celtics jersey or the Magic jersey or the Lakers jersey or the Heat jersey.
Get the Steel costume. I assume there's a costume in Steel. I don't know. I've never seen Steel.
That's what I have not seen Steel. I have not seen Blue Chips and I have not seen Steel. But you bet your ass I've seen Kazam.
Are those? Wait, okay.
Those are all
okay.
Great cinematic works by Shaquille O'Neal.
Is that the trifecta? Has he been in any other movies?
I believe he's made sort of appearances, okay. But those movies are he's
the lead.
Yes,
I can say that I have avoided every Shaquille O'Neal movie. I haven't seen any of those movies.
I avoided Star Wars, and you avoid everything done by Shaquille O'Neal. I'd say that now that we're playing a video game that requires both, like we're clearly on even footing.
That's clearly true. That's true. So I can ask questions like you were asking when we were talking about Empire Strikes Back.
Mm-hmm.
I can ask things like, when you say basketball, I can be like, is that the orange thing with the, has the black squiggles on it and you throw it at the ground and it comes back?
Yep.
Okay.
You can very much say that. He also has several records.
Yes.
Do
you know the name of the first album?
Shaq Diesel, I believe, is his first album.
Is it?
His second is Shaq Fu.
Okay.
The Return.
Okay. See, I thought the first one was Shaq Fu, but the Shaq Diesel rings. It resonates with me.
Somewhere deep in your heart. There's also You Can't Stop the Rain.
Uh-huh.
Rain, R-E-I-G-N.
Oh.
And Respect.
Yeah. Is that where he and Aretha Franklin do their duo?
Probably. Yeah. She probably stole it from him to begin with, but...
You're right. I bet.
He has one more unreleased album.
Real? So, no, are you kidding?
If we
got to
get our hands on the Shaquille O'Neal unreleased CD. I'm not kidding.
You're serious?
I'm serious. According to his Wikipedia, he has an unreleased album.
That has to have been leaked. There's no way that is... But that was pre-internet, I'm sure, right?
Mm-hmm.
If anyone out there has any information on Shaquille O'Neal's missing album, please let us know. You can email me. I'm Dave@tadpog.com. Thank you.
Subject, unreleased Shaquille O'Neal rap album.
And I'm too lazy to do it, but I should overlay the Unsolved Mysteries outro while I'm asking for that request. If you have any information regarding...
Shaquille O'Neal was last seen.
Where was he last seen? I guess doing commentary for...
Something I don't watch.
Something. Yeah.
All right. So before we really get into talking about the nitty-gritty... of Shaq Fu. Yeah. I feel like we should properly set the stage for our listeners.
Do a little mood.
A little something to really draw them in, taste.
I like it.
Something that we should call Tadpog Theater.
Tadpog Theater.
Tadpog Theater. Acting.
All right. So in order to do this, we need to set the stage a little bit. Who are you reading today, Tyler?
I will be reading the part of Old Man.
Old Man. Then I assume that I will be reading the part of Shaq. You've given me the lead.
Mm-hmm.
You've done me a great service.
Of course.
Now, in true Jacob York style, I will be doing this pantless. So,
Dave's a very method actor. Shaquille O'Neal, who is often pantless. Very good. Very good.
Okay. I'm ready. Doing this for you, Jacob. Now, who would like to read? I don't know anything about theater, so
I'll read the stage direction.
Okay.
We see Shaq walking through the streets of Tokyo.
It's downtown Tokyo, and I'm checking out the local sights on the day my all-star charity game when...
Shaq stops in front of a small building.
I stumbled upon a small kung fu dojo with an old man inside.
Shaq enters the dojo. We see a small old man with white hair and a long white beard. Various kung fu and ninja-related equipment decorate the dojo. Greetings, big warrior.
That's good.
You are the one from the stars, I presume, though I thought I'd never live to see the day.
I'm an all-star, if that's what you mean. Yeah, there's a question mark there. We have a game tonight. Would you like to come? It's going to be quite a battle, even though it's for charity.
Oh no, young warrior. I'm too old to be fighting, but I wish you well. You must hurry now if you are to save the little boy Nezu. That is, if you really are the magic one.
I'm not sure what you mean. I'm just sightseeing before my game. What are you talking about?
The old man pulls back a green curtain, revealing a mysterious wooden door. No time to explain. Go through this portal. Find Nezu and save him before it's too late. Shaq is teleported to Second World.
And end scene?
End scene. All right. That is the beginning of Shaq Fu. You may place your pants back upon your body.
All right.
But also all throughout the beginning scenes where you see the stage direction.
This is good Foley work.
There is a lot of Pepsi placement.
Yeah.
Like Pepsi must have been a big donor to the Shaq Fu cause.
Yeah, that's actually like the top thing in my notes is what is Pepsi's involvement in this game? Because yeah, every scene from this little piece of theater has a Pepsi logo in it.
Yep.
I think it's probably the soft drink of choice. It's the Mondo of Tokyo.
Pepsi, we're going on a limb and say that. Pepsi, we're the Mondo of Tokyo. And of course, they really broke out their creative chops here with Second World.
Second World.
I assume this is First World. Although we could be Third World.
What are the world we live in?
The Earth. We could be either First World or Third World, I'm assuming. And Second World is the one right next door.
Mm-hmm. Through the shop.
Through the shop. Through you the go. Shop. Although if you meet an old man in a shop who asks you to go back to his basement,
yeah,
you're probably not going to go through to Second World to save some little boy named Nezu for a reason you don't really understand.
You might be purchasing Mogwai.
That's the only other conclusion.
One of two. It's very binary. You're either going to be teleported to Second World or you're buying a Mogwai. He's going to give you a Mogwai.
That's it. That's all we get to go on for mm-hmm. Shaq Fu. We don't know who Nezu is, mm-hmm. why he's important, who's holding him hostage.
Right.
Nothing.
No.
Shaq just walks into the back of a room and appears in a map that highly resembles the 65 million BC Chrono Trigger map.
Yes. Thank you. Blake, I hope you're still keeping track of how many times we've referenced Chrono
Trigger.
That's
one today.
So who is Nezu? I think that's really the root of this game.
Well, see, the thing is, we're kind of out on a limb on the Super Nintendo because Nezu is a playable character in the Genesis version.
Are you shitting me?
There are five more characters in the Genesis version.
Really?
They got cut for the Super Nintendo. Yes.
That's a lot of characters to cut.
That's a lot of cutting. Five levels and five characters were cut.
That's why the game is so short on the Super. It is like six fights and the game is over.
Yep.
Why did they cut them?
I don't know, maybe like we said, like, God, this could have been programmed in a weekend. Maybe they only had a weekend to do it. So they're like, cut five characters is fine. We'll just roll with seven. One of them being Shaq.
It was for Genesis?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was going to say if it was like for the 32 or whatever, maybe they could fit more data.
32X, yeah, but no.
That's bizarre.
I'm not sure what the developers... If they were just, yeah, they had a weekend, Shaq came in like, hey, I want to do a game. And so EA and Delphine Studios were like,
we were working on this Gremlins fighting game, but I guess we can work you in.
Yeah, all our good programmers are busy. Just call the remedial programmers, have them come in for a weekend, and we'll just knock Shaq Fu out.
The B team? That's the one that Storm leads. You want to talk about the different modes? This game has some different modes.
Yeah, let's see, you have story mode,
mm-hmm.
dueling mode,
right,
tournament,
yes,
and options.
And options. the least popular of the modes, options.
I don't know. I think tournament probably the least popular of the modes.
Yeah, tournament's kind of a mess. It allows, what, five? We had five playing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a tadpog first. Five people playing the same game.
It's true.
You take turns, 1v1, and one player wins, and then you just throw the controllers up in the air, and then two other people grab them. Because that's pretty much the only way to figure out.
Yeah, you don't know what number of players what.
Right.
Because it just starts saying, like, third player, fourth player, second player, fourth player. There's no assigning of controllers
right.
or on the
no
board.
Idea.
There's no bracket. There's no...
Mm-mm. There were several times we were playing where, before the fight, we actually had to say to each other, I might have your controller. Because it switches them so frequently.
Or if you're like Blake and just choose one character a few times.
Right.
Then you really don't know what's going on.
Which leads me into dual mode. And why dual mode is awful. Dual mode being your regular versus mode in a fighting game, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not missing anything.
Nope.
You can choose from Shaq or any of the opponents that you fight in story mode.
Yeah.
Which includes Beast.
And Set Ra, who's the final, all the bosses.
So the bosses. You can just choose from the bosses. And if you're Blake, what you do is you choose one of the bosses and just win.
Yeah. Yep. Because there is a huge disparity in the power of every single character.
Yes.
Shaq being by far the worst.
Yes.
Which I guess makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, he probably is at least, he may be Earth's mightiest warrior, but on Second World.
He's eighth. One thing you were complaining about, like, all right, I want to be Shaq. What are the moves? I want to throw a basketball.
Okay, that's in my notes. All right.
That's what I'm asking you about.
Number one is Pepsi. Number two is, how is there no fucking move in the game where you throw a basketball?
Nope. No basketball-related moves whatsoever.
Your Shaq is in his jersey. His idle animation is, I don't know anything about basketball, but it's when they jog in place. I guess that makes their jumping better, or it makes them hit three-pointers, or whatever you call them. He does that, but no, there's no... You would think that there'd be... He could conjure a flaming basketball in his hands and project it at his enemy.
Yep. That would be a logical place that I would go, but Shaq only has two moves.
Yeah. Yeah, two official moves.
He's got
two
official. The Shaqarukin, which should be a flaming basketball.
Right.
But it's not, it's like a spinning knife.
Yeah, yeah, it's a spinning knife.
Mm-hmm. And then a flaming kick.
Mm-hmm. And then he also does, I managed to do this like nut grab thing. When you do the flaming kick, you know how it has a trail of fire on his foot? Like I was doing this thing where he'd crouch and reach his arm out and he'd have that trail.
I'm going to call that the Shaq Rack.
The Shaq Rack. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. The Shaqarugan, the Shaq Rack, and flaming kick.
Flaming kick.
All right. Way to go. Way to go, creative department at Delphine.
Mm-hmm. You missed a golden opportunity. You could have had a flaming basketball projectile. Since we're talking about moves, can I just say that there's no point in doing them in this game?
This is true.
Because they do anywhere between the same amount to a whole lot less amount of damage than a regular punch or kick.
And you have to take the time to input a move as opposed to just pressing one button.
Yeah. Especially if you're playing Beast. Especially if you're in dual mode. Because all you really have to do is punch.
Yeah, when I played him, I just pressed A. Forward and A. That's all I did and tore through the game.
Mm-hmm.
Your jumps are awful. You can't be tactical with your jumps because you jump a quarter of the screen no matter what. So you'll go way over your opponent.
Right.
Or you'll be way short of them.
Yes.
You just kind of scoot slowly forward or jump way over them.
Yes.
Like Hulk 1 jumping over the mountains.
I noticed that I had more double KOs playing this game in the maybe, I don't know, 3 hours that we played it than I have had in any other fighting game over the period of time of infinity.
Yep.
You said jump kicks and jumping, and it made me think of it. If you jump kick a lot, eventually what'll happen is the computer opponent will start jump kicking as well. And what'll happen is, I'd say probably 8 times out of 10, you both jump kick each other at the same time and double KO.
Yep.
I got at least 4 double KOs. That should be a really rare thing that is cherished and celebrated, like virginity. But no.
There's no fulfilling contact when you do manage to hit the enemy.
Right.
Because it's just, if the TV was on mute, you would not know except the life bar going down. Because there's no, like, really any animation. There's no reaction. There's no indication that you hit them.
Yeah.
You can turn blood mode on.
Right.
But it's essentially like someone's holding a glass of Kool-Aid and you kick them. It's like you might see a tiny splash a little over the side. And that's it.
Kool-Aid Fighters. That's actually...
Kool-Aid Fighters. That would have been better.
Good idea for a game. Each opponent holds a glass of different colored Kool-Aid. You see where I'm going?
Yeah.
And their life bar coordinates with the flavor of Kool-Aid they're holding.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
And then you just try to knock it out of each other's hands.
And secret character, very hard unlockable, is Ecto Cooler High C.
Ooh.
Secret hidden character.
Not going to throw Mondo a bone?
Yeah, I guess Mondo could be Mondo DLC.
Mondo DLC. Once again, it's EA. So, yes.
Yep.
To get the real ending of Kool-Aid Warriors, you have to download the real ending pack.
Oh, man. Oh, that's going to be a thing. You know it's going to be a thing.
Because
What was I reading about? I said the recent Final Fantasy game.
Yeah. Are you talking about 13-3?
13-3, because it talked about games that are just horrible whores when it comes to the microtransactions. The new iOS Final Fantasy and, of course, Dead Space 3, because you can pay like $15 and give your little helper robots personalities.
What's it do?
They go and retrieve minerals for you and bring them back and things like that. And if you want to give them where they're like snarky with you, $5. You want to make it where they can mine a little quicker? $5.
Okay.
So $15 for friends.
Now, here's my thing. I know we're getting on a huge tangent. This is a tangent of a tangent. Some of this DLC just honestly just feels like greed.
No, you are 100% correct.
I know the response is, well, we got to make up for the resale because the developer doesn't make any money off of a second sale. If you buy a used copy, they don't make any money. So I understand that, and I get it. They want their slice of the pie. But my argument is they have never been getting a slice of that pie. Never. It's not like it's been taken away from them. And on top of that, their console games aren't being pirated nearly as much as they were, you know, on Nintendo and Super Nintendo. Anyway, I'm sorry. I got us off on that tangent. You were saying something.
I was going to talk about it felt like the combat tried to be a mishmash of Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat,
which
especially does not work.
You don't think?
No. Well, try to be fluid in its movements, and then the combos worked like Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
So it was just square peg round hole.
Although I would have...
In a board made of acid.
I would have loved this game a lot more if it were done in like Street Fighter's art style, because I would love to see anime-styled Shaq fighting a Catwoman. It just almost seems natural.
And it was small.
Yeah. Like the camera's so far out.
Yeah. Like they look very small, and the graphics were pretty good. And then in the credits you see they have a lot of designers.
Yes.
And like one person on storyboards.
Right.
I laugh because Shaq's jersey, I guess they didn't know what team Shaq would be playing for. Didn't want to risk it.
Right.
So Shaq plays for Team Shaq.
Yes.
Just Shaq written across his jersey.
Yep.
He wanders around Tokyo in his Shaq jersey.
I mean, the game is for charity. Come on, Tyler. I mean, he says it right in the beginning. This game is only for charity.
It might even be good. It means like anybody gives a shit about charity. I mean, no one even tries.
What if this game prophesies the earthquake? We need to check and see if Shaq played in a charity game after the earthquake. And if so, if he disappeared mysteriously before.
And this game did have a huge twist ending.
Yes. So please share.
Yeah.
Well,
spoiler alert if you haven't played Shaq Fu yet.
Spoilers, guys.
If you don't want to know the twist ending to Shaq Fu.
Yeah. If you really don't have the 15 minutes to beat Shaq Fu on the Super Nintendo, go ahead and skip ahead 30 seconds.
But the second to last boss, Beast, whenever you beat him, he says, I will travel through space and time and find you again and beat you.
Skinless. This Beast is a skinless man.
Just a huge red monstrosity.
Mm-hmm.
So when Shaq saves Nezu, which we don't know how that happens, he beats Mummy Shredder, which is essentially what Sit Ra is.
Yes.
He's got Shredder's shoulder pads and shin guards.
I think I had that action
figure. And mummy wrap. Yeah.
Mummy Shredder. Yeah.
So as soon as you beat him, then all of a sudden you're walking back through the door with Nezu.
Yeah.
I don't know where he was.
I would say bursting back. Yeah.
Yeah. You crawl back through into Earth World.
Yes.
And then go to your basketball game. Mm-hmm. Your Shaq runs on. Oh, sorry, I'm late, guys.
Who's there?
Who is there?
Who's there, Tyler?
Team?
Tell me. Oh, my God. Tell me, Tyler.
It's Beast.
Oh,
he's right
shit.
In the middle of the court with all the other humans, and they're not reacting strangely at all.
Maybe because Shaq saw him in his true form, only Shaq can see him that way. Everyone else maybe just sees him as a basketball player.
I suppose Beast is probably, I must say, the best human approximation is going to be Dennis Rodman. So maybe the Beast, to everyone else, looks like Dennis Rodman. But to Shaq, he's Beast.
Maybe
I remember them having an altercation one time on the court.
I was about to say, maybe you just explained Dennis Rodman.
Yep, Dennis Rodman is the Beast from Second World.
All right, done.
Shaq Fu.
Done. Mystery solved.
You're welcome, world.
Didn't he recently just go to North Korea?
Yes. Hung out with Kim Jong-il.
Right.
Kim Jong-un. Un.
Mm-hmm. I heard that did not go well. I'm surprised.
Yeah. Well, look, they have pictures and they're getting along just fine. And then he comes back and North Korea threatens to bomb us.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess he found out that wasn't, you know, I thought that was Michael Jordan, or I thought that was somebody that it's not.
I didn't realize it was Beast. I feel tricked. Warm up those nukes.
And then, of course, before that, whenever Kim Jong-il was in charge, Bill Clinton had to negotiate to free two reporters from North Korea.
Right.
North Korea is obsessed with 90s culture. Like, they want Bill Clinton, they want Dennis Rodman.
Yes.
I mean, maybe they're really into Shaq Fu. I don't know.
It all ties together.
So now we'll give a shout out to our Pyongyang on Reddit. Didn't think I'd ever make it there, but there it is.
Can I talk about some sidebars here?
Mm.
Don't really have much to do with the game.
Please.
We found this out. You already know about it, so you don't have to pretend like you don't. But ShaqFu.com?
I did not know about that.
You don't?
I didn't know about ShaqFu.com.
You still don't know about it?
I know about it now.
Okay.
Now that you said it, I know about it. But before, 7 seconds ago, I did not know about it.
Really?
Did not know about it.
Okay. Blake and I were talking about it, and I thought for sure that Blake had mentioned it to you, but maybe he was just doing me a solid.
That asshole was holding out ShaqFu.com from me.
No, I think he was doing me a solid. That way, we wouldn't have to pretend that you don't know, like we do so much. ShaqFu.com. It's just I have Shaqu in my notes. It's wrong. ShaqFu.com. Let me read you their mission statement, okay?
Okay.
ShaqFu.com's mission is to liberate, in all caps, all the copies of Shaq Fu from existence by buying them from anyone who owns the game, including local console retailers, eBay merchants, normal citizens, and the like. So everyone go to ShaqFu.com. They make it sound like they're going to buy it from you, but I don't see anywhere on the site where you could actually submit. But in fact, there's other portions of the site where they urge you to buy all the copies that you find. Interesting to note that this domain was just registered not too long ago. It was 2012 or this year. So I'm not saying there's another North Korea tie-in, but might be on to something.
That's where they're, see, this is the evil plan to be able to raise money for their nuclear program. Mm-hmm. They buy up all the copies of Shaq Fu, making it an exceedingly rare game, dropping up the price. They have all the copies. Bam, nuclear war program.
I like that.
Done.
I like that. I think that's really smart. They mention on the site that if everyone starts buying the game, won't that make the existing copies more expensive? And they say, yes, it will, but buy it anyway.
Well, see, it works out fine, I guess, for our friend Kyle, because Kyle Blackthorne.
Oh, okay.
Kyle, our friend who will hopefully be on for Zombies Ain't My Neighbors, but another discussion. Kyle let us borrow his card and box copy of Shaq Fu.
Yes.
So we had the pristine mint condition box still wrapped in plastic. He just cut off a small sliver to be had the game removed. But he had instruction manual, game, everything in pristine, perfect Shaq Fu condition.
I mean, we're going to destroy it, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's already in the mail to...
Right.
I didn't know about it until you said it, but I'm going to pretend like I've already sent it off.
Right.
So,
yeah. No, that's fine.
Yeah. I've already sent it off, Kyle. It's gone.
Sorry, Kyle.
All right. And then here's a new segment I want to do on Tadpog.
Okay.
Called If This Game Had Achievements.
Yes.
So if this Super Nintendo game that we were playing were made in the modern era and had achievements / trophies, what would they be?
Okay. I like that idea. I'm mildly prepared.
Mildly. Good, good. That's all we need to be.
Okay.
That's all we ever are, mildly prepared.
That's all we ask from Tadpog. Mild preparation.
All right. So I have two Shaq Fu achievements.
Okay, lay them on me. I only have one. I'm willing to bet that one of yours is mine.
All right. My first one is Kick Fu.
Okay.
Which Kick Fu is win the game using only kicks.
Okay.
Have gotten this achievement. That's what I did.
Yeah. So that's the 10-point achievement.
Yeah, it's a low. Yeah. Or if you like trophies, if you're a PS3 man, it's a bronze level. Mm-hmm. And then my other one is pick and roll.
Okay.
Meaning you punch an enemy once and then jump around and avoid them until time runs out.
Okay. Which is very beneficial to do when you set the round time to 10 seconds.
Yes.
Not that I'm speaking from experience or anything. I have an achievement, and I'm really surprised that you didn't go there, Tyler. It is called Shattered Backbone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't know much about basketball, but what I do know is that when you score a point, you break the goal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And there are no goals in this game, so not once is one broken. But what you can do is you can't really do it. But you can, when you kill somebody, when you defeat them in battle, you can pretend that you're shattering their backbone.
Mm.
So
when you summon your flaming basketball,
mm-hmm.
wham!
Right.
Shattered.
I came up with another name, Alakazam, but I don't have anything for it. So
Alakazam would be unlock the Kazam costume for Shaq. Beat the game.
Right. And you do that by finishing the secret zombie level.
Secret zombie, yep. Or you can just buy the Kazam DLC.
Yep. Wait, doesn't that come bundled with the real ending?
Depends on if you're in Australia or North America.
That's right. Okay. I get some trivia for you, Tyler.
Mm.
I know how much you love trivia.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Back when this game came out, back when Shaq Fu came out, our favorite magazine, Game Pro, reviewed this game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, their review scale was 1 to 5, maybe 0 to 5, but I think it was 1 to 5. I want you to tell me what Shaq Fu scored.
Well, since I kind of know how EA works now,
okay.
Feeding money into game companies for better reviews.
Don't do that, Tyler.
No, of course not.
Tyler.
Mm. Well, put that GIF in the show notes. All right. I'm going to say they gave him a 4 out of 5.
That is a really, really good guess. But I think you're giving EA and GamePro a little too much credit because they gave it a 4.5 out of 5. Tyler, this game was almost perfect. This game was almost perfect. How dare you?
Almost
how
perfect.
Dare you say 4 out of 5?
God. This is what Tadpole viewers, this was the worst game, but GamePro, 4.5 out of 5.
I've looked to see if they ever retracted that. I can't, not that I found. Not that I've, if they printed a retraction, I never saw it. Second trivia question. True or false? This is a very easy one, okay?
Okay.
There's a hacked ROM out there of Shaq Fu where all the dialogue has been rewritten.
I'm gonna hope that's true.
It is. It's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a sample.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Yes,
I have a sample. What happens in Shaq Fu when you defeat an opponent in story mode is they have a little conversation. Shaq and the character that he's defeated. It's before they fight, they have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And after they fight, the loser just kind of whines. This is Shaq Fu talking to the cat lady. Do you remember her name?
Kaori.
Yeah, Kaori. She's kind of like Avatar a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Just not just tan instead of blue.
Right. Okay, Shaq says, "What do you mean you want a refund? Kazam came out 16 years ago." So that's just a little taste of what's in this
ROM. It's pretty
ROM.
Good. It's pretty good.
I've yet to play it, but I don't condone ROM use, guys.
Mm-mm.
But I may bend the rules a little bit on
this
one.
We painstakingly find every cart for Tadpog games.
Yes.
Every one of them.
And we play them on Tyler's Hyperkin Retron.
Mm-hmm.
So Retron, if you're listening, we really, really would like some of that sweet Retron money.
Mm-hmm. Or samples of the Retron 4 that we will use for future games.
Yeah, we'll take that.
The Retron 4
We'll take that.
Out.
We'll give you plugs. And even if it's really, really shitty, we'll pull a Game Pro. We'll pull a Game Pro. Retron 4, 4.5 out of 5. All right.
It's so clear now.
Oh, it's high definition. Now that we've completely destroyed any chance we have of a Hyperkin sponsorship.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Next trivia question. Delphine Software.
Mm.
Tyler,
mm-hmm.
Where are they today?
Delphine Software started using their trade for emulation, and they were the creators of the Dolphin emulator that plays Wii games.
Okay. That's a pretty good guess.
It's an amazing guess.
I can see the connection there. Now, they were liquidated in 2004, but this is interesting. I'm not sure if I should tell you this or not.
Mm.
Because us doing the Blackthorn episode, I think your view of these games are already shaded a horrible, horrible shit color.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Delphine.
As I generally see the world.
Right, of course, naturally.
Yeah.
They are best known for Another World and Flashback. Those are two cinematic platformers that we have coming up.
So we're going to see them again.
Maybe they're really good. Maybe they are.
Yeah, because Flashback's up there.
Mm-hmm.
We're still like 20 spots away from Flashback.
Yeah, that's true. They also did the Moto Racer games, which I've mentioned before. I played the shit out of Moto Racer 2 in high school. It was a really good game. It's on Good Old Games, GOG.com. I don't get a cut of this money, but if you haven't played Moto Racer 2, just buy it. Just buy it and play it. I even think that you would enjoy it, Tyler. I know you don't like racing games. I wouldn't recommend you buy it, Tyler, but I recommend you at least play it.
Okay.
It's a fun game. Electronic Arts, do we need to do that where they are now?
Well, I imagine this EA, the EA we're talking about, is very different from the EA now.
Yeah.
Like,
this is Second World EA? Is that what you're saying?
Right.
And when Shaq came back, when he came back to First World, he didn't realize that he brought this version of EA back to First World or Third World, whichever one we are.
It's like the South Park Trapper Keeper.
Yes.
He brought it back from Second World, and this EA Trapper Keeper has just been latching onto other game companies and has absorbed so many. It's gotten so bloated and sick and still tainted from Shaq Fu.
Second World EA is Tetsuo.
We'll put that on a shirt. Dad Bug shirts. JRPG or GTFO and Second World EA, it's Tetsuo.
One of those we will sell 5 of. The other...
will be sued for. Because we don't have the rights to say Tetsuo.
That's all the trivia I've got, man. Do you...
I've only got one more thing. I'm only going to do it if you ask for it.
Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
Tyler, I know this is a special episode.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm curious about something.
Mm.
Tyler, if you were to give this game... What is the thing on your... The hair on that's supposed to be on your head but goes on your face?
Oh, where mine has moved down away from my head into my face?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It's a beard.
Beard.
Beardaru.
If you were to assign
in Japan,
this game a hair face, what would that be?
Well, see, it's pretty convenient that we decided to do Shaq Fu. Because on the Facebook group, Chris Edler had posted asking... Is there ever going to be a game that will have an appropriate use for the Michael Jordan Hitler mustache?
Oh.
Damn it, if that time hasn't come. Michael Edler has called it, and this game gets one black Michael Jordan Hitler mustache.
50,000 Tadpog points to Michael Edler.
Yep.
I declare it now.
Yep, I agree.
Congratulations.
50,000. That's got to chat Micah's ass.
Yes, it is. That's all right. I'm sure he'll impress us with some very, very funny fan art.
We put him on a few fan art quests.
It's true. Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
I know you want to wrap this up.
Mm.
I know you want to wrap this up and go home and drink the rest of this purple drink.
Mm-hmm.
But before we do that, it's hard to ask, but if you were to assign this game a pair of glasses.
Mm, okay. A beard's a natural companion. Okay. Mm-hmm.
What do you think? What kind of glasses would you give this game?
I would give this one pair of sweat-fogged Horace Grant goggles.
Is he the Headless Horseman?
Almost.
Okay.
He played for the Bulls. Okay. He was the guy that had the goggles and the Bulls.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Did he play underwater and the rest played on the court?
Yeah, no one knows. No one knows why he wore those goggles.
Is he a seal?
Maybe, or a gnome artificer. He's something like that.
All right, Tyler.
Shaq Fu, as everyone called it, is a shitty, awful, remedial B-team, programmed in a weekend, overbloated, AE piece of shit game. In the ending credits, special thanks, Shaquille O'Neal is thanked fifth, not first. Not like, thanks for giving us the title and the idea behind this game, Shaq. Nope. Fifth.
Mm-hmm. Under four guys we've never heard of.
Correct.
I think you summed up Shaq Fu really well.
I've only got shout-outs now.
Wait, we have shout-outs?
We do. We do have shout-outs.
All right. So let's do the shout-outs, and then you tell me how many more iTunes reviews I've got till I have to marry a goat.
Okay. Excellent. All right. Well, one, I mentioned the Steam group. So now I'm going to thank everybody that has joined the Steam group.
Okay.
If you're fans on the Steam group, you're probably fans on the Facebook, so I don't know what names correlate to who, so I'm just going to say the Steam handles.
Okay.
So big thanks for joining to Siron.
Okay.
Renwald 2000.
Okay.
Cabbage Metal.
I like that one a lot. So which metal.
He commented. So double thanks to Cabbage Metal. Hank Scorpio.
Okay.
Who is Homer Simpson's lawful evil conglomerate boss for a very spectacular episode of The Simpsons.
I haven't seen that.
And he commented. So double thanks, Hank Scorpio.
Yes. Thank you.
Shake Daddy.
Uh-huh.
We know Shake Daddy.
And we're pretty sure we know who that is.
Pretty sure. Yeah. Pretty sure. Double thanks to Shake Daddy.
Right. He's the big Pepsi drinker, right?
Oh, loves Pepsi.
Yeah, okay.
Loves Pepsi. And Atma Vayu.
Uh-huh.
I'm assuming Atma for Atma Weapon.
That's Matt Barger.
Must like JRPGs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Romeo Agogo.
I like that name.
Wes Walker 3.
Pretty sure.
Wes Walker 1 and Wes Walker 2 don't want anything to do with us, but Wes Walker 3 he's in.
What he should have gone with was Second World Wes Walker.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, damn it. YDCL.
Okay.
Also commented, so double thanks.
Thank you.
Tyler Dunnigan.
Mm-hmm.
Steam Handle and the real person.
I like that.
So, yeah. He cuts all the bullshit.
Yeah.
A. Funston, mm-hmm. who is a friend from school. And Lake.
Lake.
William Lake.
Okay. That's good. That's awesome. I have a confession to make. I haven't been on Steam in a very long time. Mm. So maybe I can play a game with some of you someday.
Yep.
I hope so.
We own Killing Floor, Sanctum. I'm trying to think what other big multiplayer games. Of course, Borderlands 2.
Shh. Finally able to avoid Blake.
That's true.
So you're bringing it up and he's going to want to play again.
Blake plays with us on Steam. Yet I am neglected to see a Blake Woods on this Steam group shout-out list. Hmm.
No iTunes review.
He was catching up to some Run Super fan for driving 500 miles,
Steam
but...
group. I don't know, Blake. Sorry. Still haven't reclaimed your mantle.
All right, and then thanks for Facebook shares from Kevin Link, Ramon Castillo, Josh and Nicole Nance, Meg Holland, and Megalixir.
Yes.
Always big thanks to Jess Dockery at SilkStreetPost.com. We want to thank Matt Barger for this whole idea behind Shaq Fu.
Yes, Matt. Thanks.
Thanks for having us play Shaq Fu.
Thank you.
We almost should have contacted Second Breakfast and been like, all right, you guys have to watch Blue Steel or Blue Chip, Steel, and Kazam. You have to, and then talk about those. We'll talk about Shaq Fu.
Mm-hmm.
They would have loved that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, till you have to marry a goat.
Me, Dave.
Dave, uh-huh. have to leave your wonderful wife and editor of the show to marry a goat. And now only 997 more reviews.
So 997 more 5-star reviews on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to marry a goat.
Yes.
Those have to come in the next 2 weeks.
Yes.
So I don't know.
They're chipping away.
I don't know.
They're chipping away.
I'm pretty concerned I'm going to have to marry a goat, Tyler.
And you may have to.
I'll talk to Nikki about it. She understands. This isn't a surprise to her.
She's good. She's a good woman. I'm glad she understands.
She's a great soon-to-be ex-wife.
Does she get to pick out the goat? Does she get to find her replacement?
I invited her to the wedding, but I'd prefer to pick the goat that I'm going to marry.
Okay.
I mean.
Or have your parents arranged.
I leave it to her.
A nice goat.
She's going to be jealous and pick out the ugliest goat. That's what I'm working
on. Well, if she really loves you, she'll pick out the goat that would best fulfill your needs.
And then she would pass my soulmate test.
Yeah, once that goat passes your soulmate test, that's it.
It's over.
So we want to thank for iTunes review CWRA Tadpog, which we believe that stands for Chris Rice Reviews About Tyler and Dave Play Old Games.
That makes sense.
So thank you, Sura Tadpog.
Mm-hmm.
We want to thank Blast Mastler for his reviews.
Thank you.
And then for retweets, thank Jacob York.
Yep.
And his luscious lily white ass for retweeting.
Mm. Got any more people to thank?
I think that's about it.
All right. We're going to close this bitch down?
Yeah.
All right.
Nah, and not think about Shaq Fu until all the planets realign and the gate to Second World reopens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, guys, hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be back next week. But if you can't wait for another delicious slice of steaming tadpog pie, you can find us on facebook.com/tadpog or what the hell, guys, tadpog.com.
Mm.
Believe it or not, you can find us there if our host decides to work.
It took a slight break.
It took a nap earlier. I want to let you know something. Our intro song is Moves by Sycamore Drive, and a link to that track can be found in the show notes on tadpog.com. We'll be right back. That's the show, I guess.
That's the show.
Hear that train? Train doesn't care we're recording Tadpog.
Nope. I'm a train.
Train don't give a fuck.
Set my dick, I'm a train.